Glad to welcome in a special guest this morning. Condoleezza Rice is the National Security Advisor for President George Bush, a tremendously accomplished woman intellectually, musically, and has good Southern roots, so she knows where to find the best barbecue in town as well, I suspect. And we are thrilled to have you in town with us to speak to Vanderbilt University and to spend some time with us this morning as well.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be here, Steve.
Really, now, we got a chance to visit when I was at the Pentagon a few weeks ago with Don Rumsfeld. Got a chance to visit with you and finally get you on air. Now, I know he got sent to Iraq overnight. You're at Vanderbilt. Who got sent to more hostile territory?
I'm not going to go there, Steve.
who won the drawing on that one?
Well, I tell you, it's great that he's going out to Iraq. It's really important for the United States to keep showing that we're going to stay the course, that we really are there for the liberation of the Iraqi people. It's great Don's going out there.
And that's a real challenge, is making sure that what they read in the media there and see in the CNN and mainstream media around the world, that as they see the criticism, and in an open, free, democratic society, we're going to have that, particularly in an election year. But others in other parts of the world may not realize that the guy in charge is still in charge till January, no matter what, and possibly in charge for another 4 years, and that his policies are going to be directed. It doesn't matter what the media or it doesn't matter what people running against him have to say.
That's right, and this is a commitment of the American people. The American people, when they start a job, they finish a job. And everybody knows that this is a very, very difficult time in Iraq. It's a difficult time for the Iraqi people. But we know how hard it is to build democracy ourselves here in the United States. It's certainly hard when you've had a bloody tyrant in control for decades, somebody who's traumatized the population, destroyed the infrastructure, where there are no institutions. It's very difficult to build a free society. But we know the security situation is difficult, but the Iraqis are starting to step up, and we really do believe that they're going to make it, and America's going to be their partner in doing it.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Myers, accompanied Don Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense, to Baghdad. He said, I think it was yesterday, that militarily we can't win in Iraq. Militarily we can't lose in Iraq. That sounds quagmire-ish, I mean, to our critics. I mean, if we can't win militarily and we can't lose militarily, what are we going to do over there?
Well, let me put it a little bit differently. We have, in effect, overthrown this tyrant. In that sense, the mission of winning militarily to take out this brutal regime has already been taken care of. What we are now doing is that we are in that political military sphere where you have to win the politics as well. But we're not going to win the politics alone. The Iraqi people are going to win the politics. And you're beginning to see now that the Iraqis understand that they have a responsibility for their own freedom, for their own liberty. And it's why, for instance, in a place like Fallujah, which has been in the newspapers a great deal, the Iraqis came to us and said, we believe that we can help to deal with this situation. They are about to go into a major political transition where we will give back sovereignty, full sovereignty to the Iraqis themselves, where they'll be in control of their own political affairs. And you're going to see over the next several months, I think, a different dynamic in Iraq as the Iraqis gain their sovereignty back. Nobody likes to be under occupation. Nobody. And so it's not surprising that they're ready to step up and do this themselves.
I guess we've got the equivalent of, at some point, somebody from our side or from the Iraqi side has to do the same thing that Ben Franklin said when he was asked, what kind of government have you given us, Dr. Franklin? And he told this woman, a republic, if you can keep it sooner rather than later, somebody's going to have to tell the Iraqi people, we've given you freedom if you can keep it, but ultimately it's up to them.
Ultimately it has to be up to the Iraqi people. Now we will be there with them in partnership, just like we were with the Germans for a very long time until they were able to develop a functioning democracy. But yes, Steve, it's absolutely right that the Iraqis have to step up and do it themselves. They understand that. If you can just listen through some of the noise, you will hear Iraqi ministers who talk about the great work that they're doing in reconstruction. They've taken over a lot of their own ministries. They're running their health affairs and their agricultural affairs and their educational affairs on a day-to-day basis. Now they're going to have political sovereignty. They're going to have leadership. And they will have, soon after, the first free elections in Iraq, in which they will, of course, form a more legitimate government. So this is a long path. We understand long paths to democracy. We know what it's like to live with violence. But the Iraqi people are ready for this transfer, and America should be their partner. But we can no longer be their occupier.
It has to be frustrating to know the good news of what's going on in Iraq, with the number of schools that are open, with more oil being produced than before. 300,000 people now have cell phones and the ability to communicate without the fear that somebody else is listening in. And the Iraqi people soon will have the same annoyment in restaurants and movie theaters that we have in America. That's that on a regular basis we'll hear those cell phones ring. they are making huge progress, particularly from where they came from. And yet that news isn't getting out. Fox News had a great story the other night, but it's one station, one network. The good news about what's happening in a country the size of California is focused, like so often, the evening news on if it bleeds, it leads. One truck bombing gets all the attention. 57,000 good things get no attention.
That's right. It is unfortunate that the good works in Iraq are not getting play. A lot of them done by our men and women in uniform. Not only are they sacrificing, and some of them making the ultimate sacrifice to bring liberty to Iraq, but they're also out there building schools and clinics and doing the hard work of building a better life for the Iraqi people. The really unfortunate thing is that I think when we only show the bad, we don't really do justice to the Iraqi people who are trying to get back to their normal lives, who are opening their shops every day, who are going and teaching in the schools every day, who are trying to develop the habits of a free life. And if we only show the bad things that are happening, we really do underestimate and undermine their sacrifice as well.
Yeah, misunderestimated is a word that gets used there and in your own administration.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break here, get a news update, and then come back with more with Dr. Condoleezza Rice. Dr. Rice in town to speak at Vanderbilt University. Also, we've got a special gift for you this morning. Bud Adams, the owner of the Tennessee Titans, Coach Jeff Fisher, couldn't be here this morning, but they have appointed me in their place to recognize Dr. Condoleezza Rice in a special way for Tennessee Titans fans. We'll get that and more questions for Dr. Condoleezza Rice as we continue with more of the Steve Gill Show on Supertalk 99.7 WTM. At Supertalk 99.7 WTN. This is the Steve Gill Show. Glad to have with us a very special guest this morning, Dr. Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor for President Bush, and in town to visit at Vanderbilt University to speak at commencement exercises there. We had a lot of people come out, by the way, this morning, Dr. Rice, with our special limited edition. We're going to give you a couple of shirts and take one back to President Bush and to Secretary Rumsfeld and others that say Tennessee loves Condi. We want to make sure nobody gets a misunderstanding about how Tennesseans feel about Condoleezza Rice. You may have a few protesters over there today, but we've outfitted a bunch of folks in orange because that's not Vandy's colors. Tennessee loves Condi t-shirts that will hopefully show a little support. So make sure the president and Rummy know that they shouldn't believe everything they read in the papers.
I'll make sure.
On this or any other issue.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. Thanks.
Now, we also wanted to present you, and unfortunately, Bud Adams, the owner of the Tennessee Titans, and Coach Jeff Fisher couldn't be here today, but they did send over a special commemorative jersey with your name, number 24. I mean, this is like the real thing with embroidered, the whole bit. Number 24, and I'm not sure about the significance of number 24, but I think they feel like you're a good running back. Yeah, they timed you in the 40. You did good at the combine, and they just want to make sure that you are a welcome addition to the Tennessee Titans. They know of your ambition to perhaps someday be an NFL commissioner, and basically, on behalf of Titan fans, we're just sucking up to you earlier in case it works out so that, you know, whatever benefit you can give us, if and when you become NFL commissioner, you look kindly on the Titans.
Well, thanks very much. I am really honored, and I want to say that I thought the Titans were going to win it last year, and I think they're going to win it this year.
I think
so.
How's that? Shot. So you're on the right track.
Yes, right.
You're on the right track. So just don't wear this in Washington Redskins Stadium, or you might not get great treatment. But they did want to be here this morning. They ended up having to be pulled aside. But you're an honorary assistant coach now for the Tennessee Titans.
Thanks very much.
And we'll get
great
you back
honor.
For a Titans game sometime this fall. You can't do as much politics in your position anyway. So everybody else is going to be out campaigning. You can kind of kick back, come to some Titans games.
Sounds good to me.
We want to talk about the horrors that we've seen of this Nick Berg murder. And unfortunately, we've been told so much about atrocities over the last few weeks with these photos, which are bad, and the mistreatment of these prisoners, as everybody has acknowledged, is reprehensible, and those who did this should be punished. But it really does kind of put the term atrocity into context when you see this video of a man being beheaded and having his head held up on a video camera. This puts atrocity in context, doesn't it?
Well, we do know a lot about the enemy. And the enemy that would do this kind of thing, they've done it to other people. You had the terrible murder of Daniel Pearl just a little while ago. I mean, this is an enemy that doesn't respect human life in any form. We saw it in the fact that they will blow up innocent people in a subway or drive an airplane into a building. They really don't care for innocent life, and they really hate us for who we are and for the freedoms that we espouse.
And that hate hasn't gone away. I mean, I think a lot of folks are thinking, well, you know, September 11th seems like it was a long time ago, except for those that are still suffering the pain of the loss of family members. And yet we see this plot in Amman, Jordan, where they were dedicated to killing 80,000 if they could. We get regular warnings that, that chemical weapons or dirty nukes may be deployed in Europe or here. A lot of folks seem to want to forget that we are still at war and still at risk in our own country.
We are still at war. We're safer. There's no doubt about it. We've done a lot through Homeland Security and through the Patriot Act, which is very important for the sharing of intelligence, to make our country safer. And every day people are working to make the country safer. But, you know, they only have to be right one time. We have to be right 100% of the time. So we're never going to be able to fully defend, and we have to understand that.
How do we win it, though? I mean, some people said we were distracted in going after Saddam Hussein, that we lost our focus on Osama bin Laden. But if we kill Osama bin Laden tomorrow, this isn't over.
No, and the president, what you really have, Steve, is you have a debate between whether the war on terror is a broad war or a narrow one. There are some people who think that if you just defeat al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and maybe the top al-Qaeda leadership like Osama bin Laden, then you will have won the war on terror. You come home, you try to defend against whatever else is out there. Now, we all know that we've done a lot on those fronts. We've killed or captured two-thirds of their known leadership. But we don't think, and this president doesn't think, that that's the end of it. You've got to change the very circumstances out of which they came, which means that you need a victory in a place like Iraq, which can give a different kind of model, a different kind of linchpin for a different kind of Middle East, because this is a place that needs changing. It is really important that the American people know that the sacrifices that are being made, each and every one of the men and women in uniform who give their lives is mourned by the president, mourned by all of us. Nothing of value, though, has ever been won without sacrifice. And if ever there was an example of why America is different, it's the way that we're dealing with these terrible events that have happened in Iraq. Those photographs were awful. The president's apologized for
them. Have you had a chance to see the new ones that the Senate is looking at?
I've not seen the new ones. I'm sure I will.
Should those be released?
Well, I think this is a decision that the Pentagon and the lawyers are going to have to look at. What you want to make sure is that you preserve the ability to punish those who are in fact guilty, because what you want to do is preserve people's rights. You have to have due process for people who are accused. But great democracies are transparent and open in the way that they deal with problems like this. They bring those to justice who deserve it, and they are open in the way that Don Rumsfeld went to the Congress now for almost 10 hours to testify about these matters. That's why what we're doing is important for the whole Middle East, to show that that's how democracies work. So I hope the American people will know that the sacrifice of the men and women in uniform, whether in Iraq or Afghanistan or other places in the war on terror, is understood and appreciated, because we will be safer when we have a different kind of Middle East.
One final question. A lot of folks are already speculating to the next presidential series. Any political future possibly in your future? But I mean, you get mentioned as a possible vice presidential candidate, Senate candidate in Alabama or California.
Right. I really do want to be a commissioner of the NFL so I can help the Titans.
I know Tagliabue's already given you a football. Be careful what you ask for.
Yes, so. Exactly. I want to say not until Paul Tagliabue steps down. He's doing a great job as commissioner.
You've already got the IRS looking at his office. You're going to get him out of the way.
He's doing a great job as Commissioner.
Condoleezza Rice, thank you very much for coming to town, coming to Nashville, and for joining us this morning as well. Thank you for your service to the country and the great job you do.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much, Steve.
We'll look forward to seeing you again. We will get you back for a Titan game.